Hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast, the official podcast of gmanreviews.com. Hi, I'm Andrew.
This is Damian.
And of course, this is Douglas.
So today, I thought we'd go through our list of shame as our discussion.
What if you don't have shame?
Well then, you can just leave. You can pretend to have shame.
Fair enough.
Alright, then we'll go through news and trailers as usual. And this week we'll be reviewing Park Chan-wook, his final film in his Vengeance trilogy, Sympathy for Lady Vengeance. But I kind of wanted to start out this week with this story Douglas has about how he got to see 500 Days of Summer. So Douglas, how did this go? Tell us his story.
Have you elaborated yet?
Damien, he's in the dark.
So you hate me now because I watched this movie?
Very much so.
So here's what happened. My friend, my very good friend, lives in New York and he's getting married next month in September. So I went up this month.
Congrats to Douglas's very good friend, by the way, in case he ever hears this.
Right, so I went up last weekend to New York to, you know, have some fun, go out to the bachelor party, just, you know, debauchery and all everything. Okay. So I went up there, and on the first night, he picked me up from the airport. We had some dinner, and he said, "Listen, guys, it was me and another one of our really good friends from college, Jeff and Owen is the name of the guy that's getting married. The three of us were together, and he said, "Listen, guys, I've already bought tickets to a movie for us." Now, you have to remember that this guy is like, he's huge into shitty movies. Like, if, you know, he had a choice between, say,
Biodome.
Taken. No, not that bad. But if he had a choice between, no, Taken is a bad example. Maybe, like, There Will Be Blood and Transformers 2. He would pick Transformers 2. Yeah. Right? That's the type of movie that this guy likes.
I hate him.
I still hate Douglas, but moving on.
So anyway, so he says to us, "I've already bought the tickets. It's not a movie that I would generally want to watch." You know? So he's like, "And I'm not going to tell you what it is until we reach a movie theater." And me and Jeff were talking, we're like, "What the hell did this guy buy? There are all sorts of things going on. So clearly, you know, it's not this, it's not that." Because we're trying to, like, eliminate the type of movies that he'd go to. So, you know, we got to the movie theater and he got the tickets. And we decided, no, we're not going to look at the tickets. We're going to look at the marquee, see what's playing, and decide what it is. So what was playing was 500 Days of Summer. G.I. Joe. What else was playing? There was Funny People was playing, and a few others. I can't remember. So clearly, it's between those three that I went to. And you know, we narrowed it down, and we said, you know what? It's not 500 Days of Summer, because even though that's not something that he'd watch, it's a bit too far out. It's probably not G.I. Joe, because that's really down his alley. Mm-hmm. And it's not all these other movies that we're playing, so Funny People. That's what it clearly is. And he's like, "Okay, here's your ticket. And, you know, we walk into the... it's a very nice theater, by the way. It's huge. I can show you the picture. There's a bar. There's a bar where they sell drinks. Okay, whoa. Anyway.
It's so much though.
he got to go to an actual theater.
Yes. Yeah. So we, you know, the attendant tears the ticket. And when the attendant tears the ticket, we say, "Okay, time to look at the ticket and see what it is." And it is... G.I. Joe. That motherfucker. He put up all our hopes to, you know, watch a decent movie.
Which you had already seen.
Them, which I had already seen. Not just already seen. Already seen would have been okay. I already saw it the night before.
Because, so, I mean, I was just doing nothing last the night, and then I looked on Twitter and I saw him say, "At the movie theater, can't take pictures, apparently copyright." And I told him the night before, I'm like, "You bastard, if you go up there and you see anything awesome like Moon or 500 that I can't see, I will strangle you when you go home."
And you know what was very annoying? Like maybe, you know, on the way to the movie theater, my two friends were talking and they were like, yeah, you know, movie was awesome, Moon. And they were just talking about Moon, about how they saw it like the week before. And I just wanted to punch them right in the face.
Oh, so you know how I feel now.
Well, tell me how you feel right now. I went to G.I. Joe twice.
Did you see 500 Days of Summer?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he
that's
did.
A point. No, he's messing with you. Because 500 Days of Summer was playing and I saw what
oh,
to
well
go.
Then, well then, good work, sir. Not over here.
I kept laughing at him saying, why didn't you just whip out money? Tell him, here's the money for your G.I. Joe tickets. Go and buy tickets for 500 Days of Summer.
I just said, I'll see you guys when this shit is over.
By the way, I went to a real movie theater. You know how how much real movie tickets cost?
About
for the three of us, it costs $44.
Yeah, it's about $15.
Yeah,
that's like
so it'd be about 1.5, 1.3 or 1.5. So about twice what Carib is charging.
Yeah,
and money I would be willing to pay
exactly.
For a real movie experience.
Can I tell you? I watched it and I was like, what? The screen was huge. It was much bigger than Carib.
No shit.
And by the way,
and it sounded
seats,
good, didn't it?
Yes, it did. The seats were awesome. I sat in the seats, and this wasn't like special seats. This was not a box seat or foolishness like that. It was just regular old seats. It rolled back and forth, and it was like, you know what it was like? It was like an office seat or like an executive chair.
Right.
It was cushy and padded and leather, and it was amazing.
Speaking about seats, there's a store in Halfway Tree that they have the recliner seats, but they have them basically joined together in like if you're setting up a home theater, that those are the ones that you'd get.
Yeah.
They're really expensive.
Yeah.
But I have to get them. I mean, it is like I sat in there and I'm like, I don't even need that bed anymore. I can just imagine that seat and proper movies. But we've been on this tangent long enough.
Yeah,
I think it's time to get back to.
All right, so our list of shame. Now, list of shame, if you guys don't know what the hell I'm talking about, this is what I mean is a list of films that you will be ashamed to admit you have not seen.
You never saw that?
Calm down, Douglas. We'll get there. We'll get there. Okay. And also, Damien has agreed. I think Douglas agreed yesterday. He can vouch to tell me whether he has or he hasn't, because we always get arguments as to whether he agreed or not. That what we're going to do is we're going to compile a list of the top five films.
No. You know I didn't agree to that shit.
I'm just asking.
Just relax, sir.
He's like...
Calm down. I'm down.
Never mind.
No, continue.
It's just, no, I feel,
no,
it's
Douglas,
just as I felt badly, I felt misrepresented.
Oh,
okay. That's all. All
right,
well, you can tell, well, do you it's agree a, to no, or are you just going to continue to veto
no,
it?
No, I'm not going to veto anything. I think it should be a democratic decision. I'm just saying that you should not say I did something that I did not
I
do.
I did not say you did something. I said I think you did something, and I'm asking you to confirm whether you did or you didn't. So I therefore did not say you did it.
Well, this conversation could we get back to the point?
We're gonna compile top five list of all of our three lists to combine, and that will be our next marathon. It will be like the Shame-a-thon or whatever the hell you want to call it.
The Shame-a-thon.
That's
did
a really lame
Shame-a-thon?
Name.
I think
So let's start out with Douglas.
No, don't stand up.
In our shopping.
Is he still scrolling? Yes, he
yes.
is.
Well, no, I have... Okay, fine. I'm scrolling for other things, but all right.
Sure
you can start off with me. I actually do have a list today. Thank you very much. And number one on my list, but in no particular order, just number one because it is the first to be said.
Are there any, like, rules you'd like to state before you start? Or
no, there are no rules.
No particular order.
No, but
no.
As to what was in his list.
Oh.
Yeah, there are no rules. It's
okay.
Just, you know.
Shit you haven't seen.
Stuff I haven't
don't
seen.
Don't tell people that you haven't seen.
Like,
well, no, not that I don't tell people I haven't seen, but when I do, I'm like, yeah, I know, I really should, you know. Okay, so, the first one on my list is 2001 A Space Odyssey. I know Andrew hates it. I know a lot of people hate it. But guess what? A lot of people really like it too. A lot of people think it's one of the greatest films ever. So...
People think Star Wars is
weird. Yeah, I know. And people are right. But... But that kind of movie... You have to watch it. Come on. There's no way that you're supposed to be like, you know what? People...
I'm
this,
a movie
this
snob. I haven't seen great movies.
Exactly.
That's why it's interesting for us. Because for everyone else, they'd be like, yeah, I haven't seen
Heat, or I haven't seen.
We're not talking about you. I knew we were going to have issues.
But you haven't seen 2001? No, that's really sad.
Because like, you didn't know.
Damien. No, that's really kind of sad, though.
Alright, Damien.
So I'm going to do one that's kind of, you know, whatever. I still have not seen The Passion of the Christ because when it came out, there was so much hubbub about this movie and how great it was. But every review I read is just, you know, Jesus dying and how he suffered while he was dying. And so I really, like, I didn't want to watch it amongst the hype and madness. And then I put it off, and then continuously put it off. And now I still haven't seen it. And I guess I haven't heard anyone say anything negative about the movie. In fact, people have said that Mr. Caviezel, it's his best performance. So,
was he Jesus?
Yeah, yes, he was Jesus.
I really don't know anyone who was in the film because I didn't really care when I was watching it.
Caviezel is a middling actor.
No, I know the name. I know the name, but I didn't know it was him when I was watching it.
No, and I wanted to watch it because of him, because he was in The Count of Monte Cristo.
I was more interested because of Gibson.
Was that good? It looked like a bad remake.
No, it was. Well, I mean, I don't know how you feel about the original. If you really love the original, you probably...
I haven't watched the original.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah. Well, you like really it's not a bad it's not a bad sequel. You'll enjoy the movie.
Oh, okay.
It was cast well, it was acted well, it was directed well, it was a good movie. So Passion of the Christ is my number one.
See that? Long list. More than five. Ha! Now you! What is on your list?
All right, now I actually have ordered my list, and it is in the list of my feeling of shame.
Okay.
Right, I have some honorable mentions. I'll get to those later.
Oh, yeah. I have some too.
Yeah? Yeah, but number five, Shamed, Vertigo.
Ah, yeah.
it's apparently an amazing Hitchcock film. I like Hitchcock. I've seen North by Northwest. I've seen Psycho. And the one that we watched, Rear Window, which I complained about a bit, but I still liked it. I really want to get around to this one, but it's one of those that I just haven't gotten to yet.
Fair enough. Okay, so is it my turn again? Oh,
yes.
No, you were about to say
something. No.
All right, so it's my turn again. Now, I have... The second movie on my list is... I have to say, this is a very... I'm hugely ashamed of this one. Right? Hugely. For various reasons. First of all, clearly, I haven't watched it.
Whoa,
yeah. Second of all, and I think this is the worst part, I actually own this movie. Not only do I own this movie, I've owned this movie for over 6 months.
Is it what we got you for Christmas?
Yes, it is. I've watched a couple of them, I just haven't got around to it. And I've watched most of those guys' films anyway. I haven't watched Miller's Crossing yet.
I've been meaning to watch it for a couple weeks. Yeah. I still have it on top of my television to watch.
Out of this list, this is probably the most I feel ashamed for not watching.
And you guys review movies, right?
Yeah, Miller's Crossing, that would definitely be an honorable mention if I thought of it and felt ashamed.
Now, my second movie is one that... I had to track down this movie. I've been telling lots of people to go and watch this movie. It is a really good movie.
So how do you know this if you haven't watched it?
I'm pretty sure. It's a really good movie. And I've had it for quite some time
on the shelf.
Still haven't watched it. And it's just... Every time I see it, it irks me a little more. I keep watching other shit instead of watching this movie. And it is the foreign film, The Count of Fittles.
I really want you to watch that movie. And I'm in the same boat as you, you know.
I want to see that film.
I think I actually turned it on for 2 minutes before I turned it off.
I've forced other people to see this movie.
And have they told you good things about it?
Everyone's like, thanks, this movie. you never really thought of the war, how it went that way, and how Hitler was counterfeiting money. I'm like, yeah, the movie's awesome.
Of course, never seen it.
I told you
it was awesome. Ever seen it, and it's really kind of sad. I should really watch this movie. Stop being a bum.
Stop recommending films you haven't seen.
So, enter back to you.
Next film on my list is one of Jack Nicholson's greats,
Batman.
Well, I would be ashamed of that if I hadn't seen it.
Is it the bucket list?
No, it's not the bucket list. It's one of the films.
Is it the one where he's naked with Kathy Bates in the hot tub?
I don't even know which movie you're talking about right there, man.
Was that the one with Keanu Reeves?
I think so, yes. No, that's a different one.
That's Dan Keaton.
That's with Dan Keaton. Yeah, oh.
That's Something's Gotta Give.
Yeah. No. Although, that one, is it that one?
No, it's not that one. I've actually seen that one, and I'm ashamed that I have seen it.
Me too.
Anyways, getting on with the point. The film that I'm ashamed to say I haven't seen is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Did I take one of yours? Douglas looks like I took
that. Was my next movie, not just the movie. But you've had it for so long.
Yes, I have. It's on the show.
You've watched it.
I haven't watched it. No, I haven't. It's another.
I've watched it.
You're such a cock.
Cock.
I think you've hurt his feelings.
Not really. Damn it. Now I've got to go and look for another. It's my turn again.
You can use that movie.
You know what? Shut up. It's my turn. And I'm not going to use One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I'm going to jump.
So you're bringing
one up
from the bench.
No, this would have been my fourth, but no, it's my third. It's A Wonderful Life. You don't even know what that is, do you? I see that look in your eye.
Sorry. Actually, I'm going to be honest, that's on my list.
That's on your list?
It's on my list.
Yes! I love how he doesn't even know a movie that's on his list.
What I was confused at was when you said my third and fourth thing.
Yeah.
And I just realized, remembering you said it was in no order.
It's in no order.
That's what I was confused about.
I know the name, but I'm not sure.
It's the big Christmas movie. Everybody watches it on Christmas.
The movie with the moon and the...
Yeah.
Alright, yeah. I've seen it. It plays on CBN.
Exactly. It plays every Christmas and I never watch it.
I started watching it a few weeks ago while I was still at work. I had the DVD with me and I was watching it at work. And like Kevin, you know Kevin from the lab, he was looking at the screen with me because I had the speakers on. I didn't have my headphones on. It was at the beginning with the constellations flashing. And he was like, what crap are you watching? I mean, this looks like Sunday morning on CBS.
Pretty much.
I wouldn't be watching crap with stars talking.
Sunday morning on CBM.
So yeah, you stole one from my list, and it was the exact next one.
Yes.
Why? Because we're sleeping. So it's my turn again.
Yes, it is.
Slow down, though.
Sure.
Speak very slowly. Enunciate your words.
Okay. So blank. Or space bar, should I say?
Space bar has more syllables.
So like space bar.
Maybe you should just spell it instead.
It's period.
Stop it.
Period. Alright. So my next one is...
Something tells me this hurts.
Pretty bad. I should have seen this movie.
Get on with it.
I can't believe I've seen this movie.
Come on, we're all here to
And I don't like to tell people that I've seen this movie.
Come on.
But number three is L.A. Confidential.
I haven't seen it.
I have, and are you sure you haven't?
I know about it. People have told me of it. I know who's in it. I think I've maybe seen a few clips here and there, but I haven't seen
it. It's a fun movie. I like it. I actually wouldn't put it up there with, like, you know... I wouldn't say it's a great movie, but it's still good.
Some people hold it up there.
Yeah.
Lots of people hold it up there with that title.
I guess.
I'm not going to be like Douglas. I'm going to stick to my guns. My third in the, It's a Wonderful Life.
No, you don't get to do that. You have to pick on all. You have to be unique.
As I said, I sat down to try and watch this a couple weeks ago, but I ended up not
talking about this.
I don't know why.
What's the other movie on your list?
All right, I'll pull one up, and this is one that Damien will stab me for. So I'm going to move The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
This podcast is over.
And actually, I have seen this film because I saw it when I was really, really young. But it was as I've spoken before, my house had strict rules about restrictions and stuff. And I watched it with my parents. And like every 5 minutes, when something would be happening that someone of my baby eyes shouldn't be seeing, my father would be like, "Get out of the room. You can come back now." So I don't count it. And I don't remember anything other than it has Clint Eastwood, and I remember this one scene with an ugly guy in a bathtub, and he gets shot in there or something.
He hasn't seen. Do you hear what he said? He hasn't seen.
I hear it.
So I'll count it as a shamed film.
I'm not amused at all. It's
nor
not funny.
Am I.
It's not funny. He hasn't seen The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Are you hearing this?
Yeah, something's wrong with it. But we know this already. Something's extremely wrong with it. So yeah, why are you ashamed that you haven't seen this film? And this is not for, any sort of postponement reasons. Not at all.
I'm ashamed because it's held up there.
Westerns of all time.
And as much as I've hated Westerns all my life, I mean, it's a film that I'm really interested in seeing. I've never been a fan of Westerns until recently.
It's a good... Curious what you're a fan of. It's the good, the bad...
And the motherfucking ugly.
So Douglas, your turn.
Alright, my turn. You know what movie I'm kind of ashamed to say I've never watched? Is Bonnie and Clyde. With Warren Beatty.
How did that movie escape you?
I haven't seen it.
Again, another movie that even CVM
I haven't
guys
seen
didn't
it.
Watch
I don't
it
know.
TV.
I just,
I almost picked it up at the rental store when Film Spotting was doing their thing, but I accidentally skipped that one.
I mean, I saw that movie on CVM.
Wireless is going.
It just went.
Oh, I know the iPhone is made useless.
Useless bags.
But okay. Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde. It looks like a really good movie, and
that's because it is a very good movie.
So, Damien, on to your list.
Again, very slow.
I'm sure The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is on that list.
I'm sure it is. Punch you in the face. Right. So, I also have not seen The Pianist. I don't know why I haven't seen this movie.
You don't like Adrian
Brody. I've had
Brody.
This movie for a while. Didn't it win an Oscar?
It was the one where Adrian Brody raped Halle Berry on stage.
And I, being an idiot, have still not seen this movie. And I'll never mention this again.
Which one is in this movie? Is this Anna Paquin that's in this movie, or is it
The Pianist?
Jenna Malone.
I don't know which woman is in it. I don't think it's Anna Paquin.
You don't think it's Anna Paquin?
Yeah, I don't
think one of those young actresses was in it.
Probably.
I got an Oscar nomination.
I couldn't tell you because I've never seen the movie.
If you guys continue to banter, I shall look it up.
Yeah,
while you banter.
I think Anna Paquin. Well, then again, maybe I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong. I'm usually wrong about
I mean, even my sisters that don't watch movies have seen this movie.
Yes.
I like that they look through my media center and they're like, oh!
It's an awesome movie, by the way.
Thanks. Oh, you have The Pianist. I love that movie. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. But the media center then betrays me because there's an icon for watched and unwatched. And there is a giant unwatched icon beside it.
The internet is being goofy. IMDb won't load.
Yay. I have internet. Ha ha.
Wow.
No, I have internet. Time, it's just IMDb isn't loading. Anyways,
right.
We'll move on. We'll pretend like we figured out whatever problem we were asking.
We'll edit in the answer to make ourselves seem
Smart.
Right.
Next on my list of shame is anything Kurosawa.
Really? Nothing?
Jesus.
Not one film.
What?
What? Oh my goodness.
I mean, come on. I've seen Ran and A Piece of the Seven Samurai, but...
I've seen A Piece of the Seven Samurai. That's it.
I've seen Ran.
I've seen a scene from The Seven Samurai. I have Rashomon and...
Or no, sorry. Not Ran. Which one is it? Is it Ran?
One was I don't know which one.
Yeah, I think it's Ran I've seen. I think I saw Ran.
None at all.
Why do you listen to film Swati?
because I like how Matty Robbins' voice sounds.
Clearly,
it suits me.
Clearly, I have no interest in watching any good movies. You keep watching G.I. Joe and shit.
Douglas watched it twice.
And Kurosawa, no. Why would I watch that?
I'm trying to confess. My fault.
Found another movie.
I'm trying to. This is like a confessional at church now.
You need to keep this to yourself. Seriously. Yeah. You're less of a man in my eyes. And you're barely a man to begin with.
So Douglas, moving on to you, since it seems like you found your last film.
Yay! Now you see, yes.
The last film
in my list is by one of my most favoritest directors in the whole wide world.
Tarantino?
Gondry?
No. Gondry is awesome. You just don't know what the hell you're talking about. Gondry is awesome, but not the man.
Fair enough.
The man
Cornbread.
Is Terry Gilliam. No, those are the men.
Fair enough.
Terry Gilliam, I have not watched his movie Jabberwocky. I've watched most of his other ones. I've seen Baron Munchausen, I've seen Brazil, I've seen Time Bandits,
I've seen
very
few
all
Gilliam
of the Monty
films,
Python
actually.
Films. I've seen pieces of Fisher King, but I have not watched any of Jabberwocky.
I think
but I haven't seen it all, but that's not good.
I haven't seen much Gilliam. I've only seen his most recent stuff.
Brothers Grimm, which is
I saw his most recent stuff, which is
really it was
alright.
I watched Brazil because you forced me to.
That movie was nice. I'm glad he forced me to. I enjoyed
it. Oh, you watched it? Awesome.
I don't know what version I watched. I have no idea.
Okay,
Where did it end?
I can't. It was.
Was it happy or sad?
It was sad.
All right. That was the director's cut. That's a good cut.
That movie's messed up.
Yeah, it is. And Robert De Niro's in it.
Wow.
Yeah. We don't say that as a good thing anymore. Those days are over.
I like Robert De Niro.
You can't just say, and Robert De Niro is in it.
But, okay.
To me.
So, alright. No,
there was a time
about,
that you could.
Wait, hang on. Let's forget about.
You can still say that.
No.
Wait. Let's forget about the one movie. The Heat Part 2. What the hell was that?
Pacino versus De Niro all over again.
What the hell?
Whatever.
Yeah. Forget
Righteous Kill.
Righteous Kill. All right, forget that. What movie has he been in lately that was just horrendously bad?
No, it's not horrendously bad. He's never been. Apart from that.
Yeah.
Because he was in What Just Happened and I liked
that. That was really good.
He was in Stardust. And
that was amazing.
But Justice, I don't feel comfortable in it. I think it's Righteous Killer. Maybe that's what's coloring my
perception. The truth of the matter
perception.
Is he's changed. He's
I mean, he's not De Niro, but...
He's not De Niro
bad.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
Wrong name.
De Niro is De Niro bad.
It's Pacino. It's over. It's over for Pacino.
Yeah.
But I think maybe it's that one movie that's colored. Because the last couple of movies that I saw, because he was in A Good Life or Good or something like that. He was in some spy movie with.
Oh, you know what he was in that was awesome, though a lot of people think it's really boring, is, I've forgotten the name of it. Him and Matt Damon.
Right, I think it's the same movie.
It's the same one? Okay.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
I enjoyed that movie.
Good Shepherd, right.
Yeah.
I've seen that, but I haven't seen Rashomon.
Are we still talking to it?
I don't know.
Getting us back on point.
Yes.
Damien, your next film, your last film.
Right. My last film, Andrew has told me that it's an awesome movie. And now Douglas has told me it is an awesome movie. As if to say that I was completely oblivious this movie being awesome. Oh, that's why I didn't see it. That's why it landed on release of shame. And that's why it's my number 5 and the one that I'm most shameful for, North by Northwest. Oh, I should have seen this movie. I have no excuse for not seeing this movie.
You know what though? I think it's not so bad, because I think Andrew would say that it's not as good as Disturbia. So, you know.
Yeah.
I might make that argument. Don't
leave us, Andrew.
My most shamed film is something that the internet might just hang me for. I know Damien, if he hasn't killed me for half of this list already, you definitely won't find me for another month in the river.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe it. He has not watched his movie.
How can you run a movie podcast and a movie site and hasn't
because the internet is free. I'm packing Schindler's List. Never seen the film at all. Not even a scene.
Andrew.
The closest I've come to watching this film is seeing a poster online. I've heard it's one of these amazing films. Is it?
No shit.
Whoa, I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
No, it hasn't.
It's not fun at all. You haven't seen one of... It has to be on everyone's top 10. This movie's Andrew, seriously, when you decided that you're going to review movies,
I just went with the flow.
Alright, so for me to make a statement that a movie is good, I should probably watch good movies. So there's a mark. Wally's such a cool
movie. Exactly. You mean like Reservoir Dogs?
Apparently. I mean like Schindler's List.
Any honorable mentions?
Yes, I have a few honorable mentions. And I actually have a rule for my honorable mentions. Haha. There are three of them. These are movies that I have seen pieces of, but for some reason or another, I just have not been able to watch the whole thing. These three movies are... No, it's not a pirate film. These three movies are... Damien hates this movie, Blade Runner. Okay. Everybody, I'm sure, loves this movie, Dog Day Afternoon.
Fair enough.
Right? I've seen both of these films. I've seen like the first half an hour of, and not watched the rest.
So you're okay with that, but me saying nothing at all is worse.
The next one, I'm not certain how many people would say this is worthy of going on the list, because although I think what I've seen of this movie is just out of this world spectacular.
But it's your list.
I know it's my list, but a lot of people will tell me, oh, but it's just a fun movie. But that's probably why I like it so much.
G.I. Joe?
No, not G.I. Joe. I've seen that many times.
I still couldn't make it through.
This film I saw maybe the first 45 minutes of while I was in college at Ithaca, because I was in a very cool history course. Where I learned about European history, how the wars started.
Is there a point to this story?
The Habsburg clan and Constantine. We're just
reminiscing about college again.
All sorts of stuff. Anyway, this movie is Amadeus.
Amadeus.
Yeah, that song is awesome too, actually. I like that song.
But Adventureland.
Yeah, that movie not so much. Did you watch that movie?
Yes, I
watched it on the way back.
Again, it's CVM.
Yeah.
Listen,
Adventureland.
Adventureland.
No, it's because of the Amadeus group I brought stuff.
Yeah, that movie's not good. It's not good.
Alright.
It's like...
I gave it... Remember what's...
I don't even think it's average.
I gave it a marginal...
It's marginal.
He
average.
Basically forced me to give it a 6.
Yeah.
It's a 6. That movie's a 6.
Listen, first of all, you see, I was our biggest defender, you know. I said, in that rubbish vampire movie,
She had to be what she was. But no, she's not anymore. She's just that woman.
That person.
Yeah. She just generally is an unemotive, stoic, flaccid piece of turd.
Wow.
That's all she is.
I think she's naturally flaccid, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If she always is that, it's because that's her nature. Yeah?
Fair enough.
Okay. So, yes, those are my three honorable mentions.
Okay. So, now for my three. They all came out this year.
I was actually going to talk about those too.
This is the fuck you Caribbean, right?
500 Days of Summer, Moon, Bloom. I can name them all for you.
There's a lot of shit. But no. I've seen the first movie in the Pusher trilogy.
Okay, stop. Can you tell me, because I'm even worse than you know. I don't even know what the Pusher trilogy is. What's the Pusher trilogy?
Alright, so, take Godfather and take the Italians out. That's basically the Pusher trilogy. It's
a mob movie.
I thought it was an action film.
It's an action film. But it's based, like, they basically looked at the Godfather arc.
Wait, is the name of the movie, like, say, the movie number one, is it actually Pusher?
Pusher,
yes. Oh, okay, okay.
And then the other two have different names, but it's basically the Pusher trilogy. The first movie was really good. It was a fun, because it's a pretty dark movie. The lead guy, nothing nice happens to him. It's pretty messed up. But I haven't seen the other two, and I hear that you need to see all three to get the full experience or some nonsense. And I'm really ashamed, because I have the movies. I can watch them. I just don't. I'm busy watching other nonsense. My other movie is The English Patient.
Never seen it. No interest.
I've seen pieces, but it didn't seem that good at the time. But then again, when I saw it, I was like, I was probably 14 when it came out.
Oh. And then you weren't allowed to like it.
You are a child. And my third movie is a recent movie that I should have watched. And I'm ashamed I haven't watched it. Miyazaki's new movie.
Which one?
Ponyo.
Oh, how are you ashamed you haven't watched it? Because it's not like a US release yet.
Actually, I got the Jap import DVD.
Really?
Yeah.
Because.
So I have it and I can watch it with English subtitles.
Love. Not like. It's not a like I'm talking. Love Miyazaki. Has he made a bad.
Came out like 6 months ago in Japan.
You're right, you know.
So the DVD was released like a couple weeks ago.
When I saw the first trailer, I'm like, Miyazaki has a new movie. Finally! And now I have it, and it's still not watching it. Because I'm a silly person.
Yeah, you
so are. Those are my three.
My honorable mentions would have had The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, but that got brought up from the bench. The Great Escape.
I've seen pieces of that movie. Come on, man. It's Mr. Cool himself.
Yeah, that's why. Jeez. I'm slightly ashamed.
Rafifi.
I haven't seen that, but I'm not ashamed. No shame in
you. You should be.
No shame in your game.
The Deer Hunter. Never seen it.
Never seen it. Don't care.
Actually, I really want to watch that.
I have it to watch it. I just haven't watched it yet. And When Harry Met Sally. It's a movie I'm really interested in seeing.
That movie is awesome. Just to let you know.
I mean, I love Rob Reiner's films.
Yeah.
You know, I should commit to stop watching shit and watch movies.
Oh, you haven't seen that one either? When Harry Met Sally?
No, I have seen that.
Oh, okay.
Just going through all of this.
stop
watching shitty movies.
It makes you hurt inside.
When I have to tell people that I haven't watched good movies, the next time we have our list of shame, people should just be talking. I'm like, I've seen all of what you're talking about. I have no, there's no movies that I'm ashamed. I've seen all of them.
So yeah, that's our little list of shame there. Our confessional to you.
I've seen Biodome. as a list of shame for all other reasons.
We could do it the other way around.
We shouldn't. We really shouldn't.
Movies we're ashamed we have.
Because Street Fighter would be on everybody's both Street Fighters would be on everybody's list.
Actually, I haven't seen anyone.
Don't.
I know.
Ever.
I don't want to.
Ever.
I saw, you know what?
Like,
I was, okay, I turned on, I plugged in Taken. I just bought Taken on Blu-ray the other
I watched it today, by the way.
Yeah. I plugged mine in yesterday. And the first trailer on there was the Street Fighter trailer. And then I realized, you know what?
Good
no.
God, no, that movie. Oh, Jesus. Ang Lee's Hulk.
No, I
awful.
Awful. I think I might have to rewatch that.
Hulk
but...
dance. Fuck Ang Lee. You hear me? He's terrible.
Yeah. Anyways,
right.
Moving on with
yes.
the show.
Where are we at now? News?
Moving into news. I didn't see much interest in this week, but what I could find, you mentioned to me, and you can go through this because I haven't read this story. Fleck and Bowden from Half Nelson are going to be doing this film Funny Story. What's this about, Damon?
Well, these are the guys that did Half Nelson and Sugar. And
I still haven't watched all of Half Nelson, but man, I
love that
man,
movie.
Man, the first half is amazing.
I loved Half Nelson, and I'm no... I'll watch anything that these guys make. Started watching Sugar and fell asleep.
They did Sugar?
Yeah.
As in the Sugar you were watching that was making
Sugar,
you fun of before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe I need to watch it then.
It's an awesome movie.
Wow.
I'm not a baseball fan. So I think that might have something to do with it. But maybe I was just tired.
Maybe.
I blame being tired. But they're doing another movie and really don't care what... I mean, they could do anything at this point and I'd watch it. So I'm really hyped. It's funny, there's not a lot of details about the movie. They're just confirming that they're doing I think the full name is
It's kind of a funny story.
It sounds like an awesome title.
Yeah, it does actually, yeah.
Because it could go anywhere with it.
Alright, so just reading off the post from Slash Film, they say from various synopses of the book scattering the internet, it seems to me that this funny story is about a young man called Craig who becomes depressed and attempts suicide. The narrative then relocates to a mental hospital Craig is able to confront the root of his depression and try to fight it.
Chocolate.
And apparently it's going to have an $8 million budget, they say.
Yay.
All financed by... I saw it up here. Price. I can't find anything.
But they're making a new movie. If you've seen
it's Focus Features. Focus Features are financing and distributing it. And I like most of their films.
Well, I think they only have two.
Focus Features?
I'm talking about Focus.
Focus as a company. They tend to bring out good stuff.
Sure. Alright. Next story.
You have anything to say on this, Douglas?
Not much. I've been interested in it. I didn't realize who these people were. So that makes me even more interested now. I was just interested because, like you said, the title sounds cool, and I saw the cover art for the book, and you know me, I'm kind of weird like that. I see cover art.
He looks at pictures,
and
he doesn't read
that
words.
That is awesome. So I've been interested for a little bit.
Yes, I got that in the podcast again. 4 weeks running, let's go.
I vote with Damien. I didn't know it was these people, but now that I know it's them and I love these movies.
Yeah, I'll watch anything these guys put on.
I'll watch anything. Oh crap, wrong.
This is kind of odd. Have you seen this? Kubrick family wants the director's final film realized. Apparently he had a movie in the works called The Aryan Papers.
Okay.
And
so Inglourious Basterds Part 2?
I suppose. Except with papers instead of bastards.
Ah.
Uh-huh. The family now wants for his final film to be realized.
Was he dead? Who's going to do it? You don't want Spielberg. You know where this is going.
So the executive producer for this hopeful project is going to be Kubrick's brother-in-law, Jan Harlan.
Why doesn't he direct it?
Ang Lee is a possible candidate to direct the movie.
When last did Ang Lee do a good movie?
Never.
No, because he did Brokeback Mountain. That
again.
Was a really good movie.
I went back and I saw this film he did, Lost Caution, a while back, and that was really good. You didn't like Lost Caution?
And thank you for telling me, because no one knew why.
Okay, so really apparently like this movie, this movie like tells the story like of this man, but I won't say anything anymore.
No, go on, go on, go on. The floor is yours.
I hate you guys don't have to hear Ang Lee with me.
Well, no, Ang Lee generally does shite.
Always. Like, I'm going with always on. At this point. There's nothing that he's done that I'll enjoy. And he almost destroyed the Hulk, which is quite
But don't you want to see Taking Woodstock, which he's done for this
year? I actually do want to see that movie. That movie looks
but
good.
I'm afraid because he's the one that is
But look
doing.
At... This actually... Okay, you're going to like this because this is essentially, you know, Adventureland. Actually, no, it's not.
he did Crouching Tiger.
Yes.
And I don't know any movie before that because I haven't seen those.
Right. He did The Hulk.
Did he do Hero? No, and that's why Hero is also.
Anyways, I don't really have what Ang Lee to do. Kubrick, I hate Kubrick. AI, which was the last Kubrick film.
No, you don't hate Kubrick. Don't say that.
I hate Kubrick.
That's
impossible.
People have
Orange alone. Come on.
If it wasn't for The Shining and Full Metal Jacket, I don't know.
I keep forgetting that
I don't
he
know
did The
what's,
Shining.
What I would like from him. But I still haven't seen all of his films. And there's also Paths of Glory.
That
I really like that film.
Yeah.
But I still haven't seen enough to give him a full hate, but I just hate him anyways because I had to sit through Clockwork Orange.
Because
and
you're a hater.
You're ignorant.
And 2001.
You're just never going to let that go, are you?
No.
But I'm in the same boat because I can't let go of Righteous Kill.
No, but that movie's awful, though.
Fucking awful.
Oh. Come on, no.
Anyways,
moving
50 on.
50 Cent was in that film.
Anyways.
Okay.
Moving on. Right, another story that hit this week. You guys haven't seen Battlestar Galactica at all.
I've seen some of the episodes. I really want to. Everyone
I've seen
like
the first. I've watched like the first 5 episodes of the first season. I've been meaning to sit down and watch it, but I'm gonna try and find some time soon.
But there's like 900 episodes.
Brett Ratner.
Oh, so we don't need to talk about this anymore.
He's thinking about doing a film of Battlestar Galactica.
But he didn't. Wasn't he the one that went to Blizzard about the Warcraft movie? Was it him or was it the other rock suit? The YouTube they did the online poll for him to start making movies.
Uwe Boll.
I think it was Ratner.
Right,
went to Blizzard and like I want to make the Warcraft movie, and Blizzard was like, yeah, no. It's never going to happen. We are going to make a movie, yes, but you're never going to have anything. We'll even put you.
I'm not even going to say good. That's a harsh word for Ratner. Is there a decent Ratner film?
You told me Russia that you
one.
Have a very good
one that I didn't know he directed until really later, even though I had DVD. I really liked it. I know a lot of people don't. It's
Red Dragon.
Yeah, it was. I mean, if you think about the movies that came before it.
Yeah, it's no.
But that is what
Lambs.
He does. He comes in and does serviceable work out of great properties. No one wants that. The only thing original he did was Rush Hour, and then he took it upon himself to run it into the ground. Did you see the last one?
Yes, I did.
He destroyed X-Men.
I couldn't go beyond 15 minutes in the third Rush Hour.
He destroyed X-Men, which was impressive.
Who would you like to direct a Battlestar Galactica film?
I haven't seen enough of it, so I'm not sure.
The
Inception trailer is going to come out.
Yeah, it's
going to
come out the 21st.
And that's supposed to be a sci-fi movie. And that he's my favorite director. So
you know what
awesome,
I'd really like to see is
do...
The Dune movie by Peter Berg.
Yeah, but we talked about this before. I haven't read any of the Dune books.
Yeah, me either. I actually
never...
want to know.
No, no
the first
connection.
Movie, there was a first movie.
Yeah, by David Lynch in like 1984 or something like that.
I don't have any connection to Dune, but it's full time we get to more sci-fi movies. The last sci-fi-ish movie I watched was fucking terrible.
Which
one annoying.
Was that? You know which one you should watch? It looks it looks fantastic. It's The Surrogates. Oh, wait.
You're a funny guy.
Alright, another news item that came out this week. Since we've been giving so much love today, they've announced that they want to do a sequel for G.I. Joe.
Shut up. Actually, that was kind of foregone conclusion.
Exactly,
it
made 60 million more like the first week. I'm like,
and people, I loved how people were like, oh, G.I. Joe is not going to make any money. No one's going to go and watch. I'm like, it's a action movie in the middle of summer. Of course people are going to go and watch it. They blew up the Eiffel. If that was the only clip people would have done to see it. Yeah, they're like, oh, but G.I. Joe fans will hate it.
But you see, here lies my question, right, Douglas? What's your stance on G.I. Joe? Is it like utter shit, or do you have anything you took away from it at all?
You see, the first night I went to it, I watched it. Exactly. The first night I went to it.
See, I don't have that repeat thing going.
I watched it and I said, you know what?
Sorry.
It's not horrible. I could see myself
high praise maybe from
I could see myself maybe watching this on HBO 6 months from now and not minding it. Then I watched it again.
And 24 hours later.
And I was falling asleep. I was so bored.
Instead of being in summer.
And I was so annoyed. But no, honestly, that movie, it's not, like I said, it's not horrible. It can watch, but it's nothing to talk home about.
What I keep hearing, like, all the reviews I've heard are basically mirror reviews from the first Transformers.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
If they can take G.I. Joe and... Because, I mean, they have so much... They basically have a blank slate. It's army dudes with suits that punch it. I mean, they can go anywhere with that. Hopefully, they don't take it to the extreme like Transformers.
That's what I was about to ask.
I still haven't seen. But... people blowing up shit. I'm sure they can make another summer movie. I thought after seeing the first Transportal that well, this is it. I mean, what else can you guys do with driving cars? What else can you do driving cars and kicking people?
The second one is shit. The third one is the best.
The second one is phenomenal.
What?
Flipped a car
exactly.
What are you talking about?
You see that? You see that?
No, you don't get to speak anymore. The third one, I didn't like on first viewing. And I think it's because I went in with the wrong mindset. I actually expected some decent story out of it. And then I'm like, what am I doing? And I went back and I watched. I'm like, he's going to drive cars and kick people. And then I saw it again. And guess what he did? He drove cars and kicked people. Story, what?
No. The first time I watched that third movie, I was like, sold.
Like the car on two wheels driving. I'm like, thank you. I'm done. I'm not. You can catch my. I'm done.
Second one is shit.
You're stupid. We're not having this conversation. Come back to me after you've seen Schindler's List.
And the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Then we can talk to you.
Okay, I'm going to read a quote from a news item that I'm looking at right now. It says, "It's time. My peewee suit and red bow tie are at the ready.
No.
And this is proof that white shoes are cool past Labor Day." For those of you who don't know, Paul Rubens is coming back with Pee Wee Herman again.
Yay!
Is it just him they're mentioning? So is there anything fun. Else? Is it going to be like a show or a
actually,
movie?
I'm reading the article and it makes it sound as if it's actually a stage show. It's going to be playing in Broadway for, what, those, 4 weeks? Two weeks?
Those are the people that deserve Pee Wee Herman.
So, what I'm hoping is that at least one of them gets filmed so I can watch it, because I actually remember watching Pee Wee Herman and thinking it was awesome.
Tim Burton directed.
You know, No, I'm not even talking about the movie. I'm talking about the TV show.
Oh,
do you know what?
I don't remember the movie at all, actually. All I remember about the movie is the bike.
Yeah, it's all about him finding his bike. Yeah.
Remember last week when I told you that you should go back and watch Jason the Wheel Warriors?
Jason the Wheel Warriors are awesome!
You continue to hold Pee Wee Herman in higher regard and see how that works out for you.
Last news item of the week. Now, I know we usually don't talk about deaths, but I felt like I kind of want to ask you about, like, your connection.
Who died?
John Hughes died this week.
Oh, yeah, right. You see, I'm sorry, you know what it is? It's that I will read a news item in one day,
and then move on.
I know
so
what you mean.
So I feel like, you know, that.
And especially when he said right after the podcast we recorded it, and it's like a day after, it's a whole week back. It feels like it was so long ago. It feels like it shouldn't be in the podcast or whatever. But
you know what I feel about that? Okay, sorry. What are you going to say?
I wasn't going to ask you your feelings on his death, right? I was going to ask you, like, what were your favorite films by him and stuff?
Anything he did.
Christ, Douglas!
Wow.
Think about it. This man did Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Mm-hmm.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Uncle Buck. You haven't seen it?
Home Alone. He wrote Home Alone.
Well, I'm really talking
like
about directing.
Well, he didn't direct. I don't think he directed Uncle Buck.
Yes,
he did.
He directed Uncle Buck.
Young Buck.
He directed 16 Candles. Though I haven't watched this movie.
I watched it this week, and I hadn't seen it before, mainly because he died. I was like, I should go and watch this film.
But the problem with 16 Candles is because so many movies after it reference a lot of very cliche.
Yeah. He did The Breakfast Club.
My favorite film by
This man is a genius. Now, what I was about to say, what I feel about this story, is that those guys that did that documentary must feel like, oh my god, that's awesome.
And actually, it's just sold.
I know, that's why. Yeah. It got sold in 2 days.
Yeah.
Right?
And so, how long has that documentary been sitting on the shelf?
I don't know.
Then profiteering.
But they must be very happy. I'm actually interested to see what happened, because I like the tag phrase. It's something like, in 1991, John Hughes disappeared, and we're trying to find him, or something like that. And actually, if you look at it, his last movie directed was 1991.
Yeah.
It was
Curly Sue.
Curly Sue, which I actually really like.
I haven't seen it. And I haven't seen She's Having a Baby. Those are the only two.
Oh, I don't know which one that is. She's Having a Baby. I saw the poster because, you know, when it came out, the news, I kind of looked at the IMDb list. And I know Eric Stoltz is in it. But, like, I don't remember seeing this film. Maybe if I watch it, I'll be like, oh, yeah. But
What's your favorite John Hughes moment? Like, favorite moment in his films that you've seen? If you can.
All of them.
Damien, hopefully you can give me a better response, because Douglas is being an asshole.
Come on, Johnny, this is a genius, Andrew.
Breakfast Club.
Chica-chica.
The scene that everyone rips off the detention.
From that one. Fair enough.
I'll go find Douglas.
No. No.
Do you have an answer, or are you just...
No. I'm not. I hate Douglas.
All right. As I said, out of his directing career, he's done a lot more writing. His directing career, I haven't seen She's Having a Baby or Curly Sue, but my favorite film from him is The Breakfast Club, and my favorite scene. Don't know if this will sound cliche for someone, but what it's titled in my DVD is Group Therapy, at the end when they're all telling each other why they're in detention and what they did and everything that's going on. I love that scene. But I mean, everything else in the film is wonderful though. But since I want to stray away from The Breakfast Club, since everyone's taking that, I recently watched 16 Candles, and there's this one scene in that film.
Actually, you know what? I think I've seen some of that movie. Yes, she gets pregnant by the guy, right? And
that's a different movie. I know which movie you're talking. Oh, okay. I think that might be She's Having a Baby.
Oh,
with Molly Ringwald. Yeah.
And is Anthony? No. You know who it is? It's Cryer. It's John Cryer.
I haven't
in
seen the film. I haven't seen it.
I'm thinking of, and he has a weird name like Goober or, and he wears sneakers to the prom.
I haven't seen it. He has. Who are you talking?
People out there, help me! What is the name of the movie I'm thinking of?
Nobody cares. Moving Earth along.
Okay. Well. In 16 Counts, there's one scene in the end where Anthony Michael Hall, as like a really young dude, is he gets Molly Ringwald's panties because
he
lets out to her, and she's like, you're a cool dude, you know, you're not just an annoying nerd, and
yeah, I see.
No, it's just a scene where they talk to each other. And she ends up giving him her panties, and that's kind of funny. And awesome for me, anyways.
Okay. Anyway, alright. So transitioning into trailers. Probably trailers, which I probably haven't seen.
I know, which is why I'm pulling it up.
Any shocking turn of events.
We're going to watch The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus' trailer.
Parnassus made a deal with the devil.
Stop!
You're probably not a betting man, are you?
To gain immortality.
It's been a while.
But this came with a price.
Any child worth at the age of 16 belonged to him.
Now, a mysterious outsider.
Can you put a price on your dreams?
We'll take the traveling show beyond their imaginations.
Extraordinary Dr. Parnassus.
What are you doing? Trying to save your daughter's life, sir!
You can save her. What do you say? First to five souls.
Voila. Oh, voila.
So that was the trailer for Dr. Parnassus, the final film from Heath Ledger, and it's going to be released in October in the UK. It doesn't have a set date in the USA, and of course it won't be out here.
It won't.
I think it's going to be the last film from Heath Ledger, because they're going to do some biopic show about
but that won't count.
Of course it will.
Anyway, what did I think of that move, that trailer?
If you want to tell us.
I was...
You have a law.
No, tell the people about the law.
Okay, I have a law.
Mm-hmm.
Third. It's called the Jude Law.
And why is it in place?
It's in place because every movie...
Thank you.
...that Jude Law is in...
Mm-hmm.
...is rubbish.
Yes. No,
but
sir.
He's trying to defy that law. There are two films coming out this year
that
could be good.
And what did you say to us?
I said,
Douglas, just to make you know, if you try to say anything wrong, I will edit in the audio from the Sherlock Holmes.
I'm pretty sure that I said that the trailer looked good, but the trailer looked good, but I was a bit concerned about Jude Law, but I was still hopeful. I'm pretty sure that's what I said.
I'm gonna go back and listen,
or something to that extent.
Okay, sir.
All right. Now, again, with this film, there is the Jude Law. But there is Terry Gilliam.
And there is Johnny Depp.
There is Johnny Depp.
There is Heath Ledger.
There is Heath Ledger.
There is
Colin Farrell. There is Tom Waits. Tom Waits.
No love for In Bruges?
Yes, but he can't just use one show and then.
Exactly. He's got In Bruges.
He had the law until In Bruges.
Exactly.
I like SWAT.
I'm sure you
you're
did.
An idiot.
Linkin Park did the soundtrack or some shit.
Yes, yeah.
Right, guys. You're saying about the trailer now. No,
okay,
the trailer itself,
right? I liked the whole trailer, but there was one thing that I didn't like.
The Jude Law.
One thing I didn't really like was I know they had to replace Heath Ledger. Not sure why, but they had to
he
replace
kinda
him.
He kind of died.
Yeah. So, okay. So
that might have had something
might
to
have
do
had something
it.
To
was,
do
it was. They had three choices: digital, doing some CG work, which would have looked terrible.
Not doing anything.
not necessarily. Apparently, Proximo died before he got to film all of his things.
I still haven't
CG.
Seen what the difference is in that.
Exactly, that's how good it is.
But I mean, apparently the story is it's only like a little couple shots that you don't really see him in. There are four choices. There's CGI, replace the actor, start over with replacing the actor.
No, that would suck.
Or just shelf the film.
I know, but hang on. I'm not saying that I didn't like the fact that they replaced him. I put that out there as like
that's
a background, right? So they replaced him, and I'm fine with that.
And I actually liked the way that they said it was going to work. They said that, you know, because it's fantasy, and he goes in like through some magic mirror and back out, it can be argued that, you know, he changes the way he looks, which is fine. Now, what I didn't like about this trailer, it's just a minor, like, feeling of annoyance. It kind of irks me, is that they all looked like him. Right? They all tried to look like him. You saw him in the first, like, half of the trailer. And he, you know, he had on this white suit, and he had his little half a goatee thing going on. And then you saw Johnny Depp, and he's got on his white suit. He has his hair the same way. He has the half the goatee the same way. Then you saw Colin Farrell. He had on the white suit. He had his hair the same way. He had on the half a goatee. And then you saw Jude Law. And he had on the white suit. He had his hair the same way. And he had the beginnings of a half-ass goatee.
And he was just leaving Sherlock. He was growing for Sherlock.
Apparently. So,
the mustache.
Yeah. I'm not saying really, this is a bad thing. It just kind of, it's like, why couldn't you just make them be completely different?
You know? I get your problem. I completely think it's stupid.
Thank you.
But I'll let you say it. I'll let you have that problem.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's cool that they all look the same, so that it's a uniform more or less for his show, that he has to be in the white suit with the pear back and the little goatee. You know, I think that works. And one thing that I'm really happy about, and this isn't just from the trailer, this is from how Gilliam handled the situation when Ledger died, was he didn't just switch him and then continue. He decided to make it a point to have multiple changes so that it feels more like it was actually a part of the story rather than
just a
solution to the problem that he had at hand. And I'm sure it works well in the film as well. The trailer, I think, is amazing.
Yeah, I really like the trailer.
One thing that I particularly loved in the trailer, who I particularly loved, was Tom Waits.
Of course, Tom Waits is a lovable guy.
Seeing him walk in as the devil.
You're not a
big man, are you? And, you know, he's like, be quiet, and shut up, and he presses that button, and the guy's mouth goes inside, and it looks awesome, and I really want to see this film.
As do I. Maybe we can get a Japanese import.
Maybe. You can call up Terry.
Call him up and see, but he hasn't really talked to me since the whole Life of Brian incident.
Damon, any thoughts?
There's not much more to say. I don't have the problem with Jude Law as Douglas, although I don't know why.
Why do you don't have the same problem? Listen,
yeah, I'm sure I've seen it. Something that was good. And we went through, and it's pretty rough. The closest thing is that movie Perdition. That we did with Jack Black.
Oh, with Jack Black, with
some Christmas shitty movie where they traded.
No, that was
The Holiday.
That movie is horrible.
I actually thought that movie was half decent. Sir, the only thing that ruined it was Cameron Diaz.
Again, this is what I'm grasping at. I'm not trying to argue that he's coming phenomenal movies. I'm telling you the situation for some reason. Even though he's not coming great movies, I don't have that big a problem with him.
And you know what? I even watched a movie that he was in that people seem to like, The Talented Mr. Ripley. It wasn't that good.
You didn't like it at all?
Not really.
Right.
It was long and kind of boring.
I agree. I'm not as big a Gilliam fan as my friend here. A, because I haven't seen all of his movies, and B, because I really don't think the movies that I have seen, I don't have them in as high esteem as Douglas.
You said Brazil was good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one.
Okay.
No, Brazil is like, you know what Brazil is? Brazil is an example of Terry Gilliam.
No, yeah.
If you like Brazil, you're probably going to like most of
Terry. Fair enough, but if I had only seen Brazil, I definitely would never come and say Terry Gilliam is my...
because you don't like weird movies.
No. I'm saying if I was saying I liked Brazil...
But
right,
getting back to the truth,
I would have to see more of his films before I came to around to that conclusion.
The trailer looks amazing. This is pretty much what I expected from the trailer. If you're going to... going to have Imaginarium and all of that madness, then it has to look a certain way, and this looks really good.
Yeah.
And the actors in there, I mean, you guys went through it. Even Colin Farrell, after In Bruges, proving that he can actually act. I'm really looking forward to this movie. I hope it's awesome.
Midgets.
And there's midgets in this one. Hopefully they don't get shot.
Or they don't start the race war.
Or the drugs. Midgets on drugs. No.
Okay, judo chops.
Alright, so I guess that's three thumbs up from us for that trailer. Moving on into our review of the week. Sympathy for Lady Vengeance.
Thank you.
Final of the Vengeance trilogy by Park Chan-wook.
And what else has he done?
He's done Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance.
Never seen it.
No, I haven't seen it. He's done Old Boy.
Fearless.
And most recently he released Thirst, which everyone is raving about.
It's a horror movie?
It's a vampire.
Is it a horror movie?
People call it a love story.
It's True Blood. Is it True Blood?
It's a lot of things apparently, but I guess you can call it a horror film.
Fair enough. He did it, so I will watch it. I have now seen two movies from this fool, and they're two really awesome movies.
And just to let everyone know what this film is about, it's about this woman. I won't try to pronounce her name.
I was going to get to that.
It's Gyum Ja, I believe.
If you want to take a stab.
Thanks for butchering.
I know, but come on.
You fall on that sword. That's good for you, sir.
Alright, so what you gonna...
Lady Vengeance. That's
we refer to her as Lady Vengeance. And she spends 13 years in prison for abducting a child and killing the child.
A crime she did not commit. Hence the vengeance.
Yeah. And come into the film when she's just getting out of prison and she's going on her vengeance plan. This movie definitely isn't Taken kind of vengeance action film, but it is a wonderful film of revenge. Damien, you were saying.
So, I only have one problem with this movie. And at the end of the movie, they do something. To someone. And the movie should have ended there. There's further exposition after they've gotten their vengeance, which was completely unnecessary. People. Lots of people.
Hint, hint.
Yes. Vengeance was had and the movie should have ended. They actually had the perfect time to end the movie. They took a photo. And that could have been the end of the movie. And then your brain could have said, well, all of this other shit happened. But they then went on to spend about 15 minutes wrapping up the movie, which was completely unnecessary. That is my only problem. I remember half an hour into the movie, I was, this movie's kind of alright. 1 hour into the movie, I was like, I think I like where this movie is going. An hour and a half in this movie would have been one of my best movies of all time. Like, hands down, I love this movie more than Old Boy if the movie had ended where I thought the movie should have ended. Then the movie dragged on for another 15 minutes. I kind of pegged it back a bit. This guy, the director, I won't try to pronounce his name either because I refuse to butcher other people's languages. He did Old Boy. I watched Old Boy recently. Old Boy is really good. I don't know how he gets his brain to work like this. I don't, but he's a director. That is what they do. They see the world differently from us. I'm glad that he sees the world differently from us. This movie is fantastic. Every step of the way, there's just nothing for me to fault with this movie except the end. I mean,
the plan, the acting, execution, the directions. This guy has some of the best transitions I've ever seen in any movie ever. This movie is so... It's just such a good movie. I mean, if it wasn't for... I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to edit out the last portion of this movie and make the Damien's cut of the movie. I'm just going to put Damien's cut in front of the poster.
You should put DC and people will be exactly. Like, I'm is like, that the director's cut? No,
yes,
it's Damien's
yes,
cut.
Yes, it is the director's cut. My cut. God, I love this movie. I mean, I didn't think, like, after seeing Old Boy, I really loved Old Boy. This movie came in, and this movie, I like it more than Old Boy. I didn't think that was going to happen. This movie's great. And this movie is 9 out of 10 easily on my scale. And I don't give movies a lot of high grades. I'm pretty much a hater, but there's nothing to hate.
Unless it's movie. Rambo, he doesn't like it.
Don't just blanket and say Rambo. No, there's one Rambo movie. First Blood Part 2. Everything else can go straight ahead.
Douglas, what are your thoughts on this film?
My thoughts on this film. Here's what I want to say first. I want to tell you guys my favorite scene. What was my favorite scene in the movie?
Okay.
You probably know this already. My favorite scene in the movie was when a police officer saw that, you know, somebody wasn't doing something too correctly, then pulled out the utensil from the person's hand. This utensil being a butcher knife, by the way. Just, mm-hmm. Just to let
hint,
you guys
hint.
Know. And proceeded to say, listen, you're holding the knife wrong. If you want to stab somebody, don't hold it like that because it will slip and it won't go in right.
And it will go to.
I thought that was hilarious.
My favorite scene is a little after that when she goes in and she says, why did you do it? And he said, not everybody's perfect. And they cut to the person coming outside. Oh my goodness.
Can I tell you, the really old lady creeped me out.
But
she was the best.
She was the best.
I thought she was the best. Anyway,
just out of that area of the film, yeah. My favorite part was when they were sitting on the bench. And the man looked at the guy
and was like, okay, now to the movie, to the review.
Alright, so movie's awesome.
I'm not as
gung-ho as
gung-ho, Damien. Thank you, that's a very good one, as Damien, but I really do think this is a good movie, and I believe that I had the same exact experience as you. For the first half an hour, it was kind of slow, but you could see that, you know, clearly this director knows what he's doing. The movie looked great. Throughout, right? But you were kind of just like, where is this guy going with the film? Then after an hour, you're like, well, you know, this could work.
I swear this is good.
And then after a while, you say, yes, I like it. So you kind of, this is one of those films which is strange because
it builds and builds and builds.
Not only does it build, but I could see people stopping after 15 minutes and saying, you know what, it's not for me. But if you stay on, if you exactly go the distance, watch the full thing, I assure you that even if you don't like it, you'll appreciate the shit out of it. This is a really good movie. I'd probably give it an 8, not a 9.
No, my cut is getting a 9.
Your cut is getting a 10.
No, it can't.
What is Park's cut getting?
Park's cut is getting an 8.
An 8.
And that's because, like, it should be a 9, all right. But the ending...
You know what? I will pull back. I will retract my 8 because I don't like it as much as this guy. I'll give it a 7.5.
My version's getting a 9.
One question, Damien, because from how it sounds, I'm not sure. Had you seen Did you watch Old Boy? You hadn't seen Old Boy till recent?
Yeah, about 3-4 months ago.
Oh, okay. Because the way you sound, it sounded like you watched this film and then it inspired you to watch Old Boy.
No.
Okay.
I saw Old Boy.
Yeah, I still haven't watched Old Boy.
Yeah, I told you I was going to make you watch it today, but you came in
DVD,
late.
You got DVD, so, you know, I'll get to it sometime.
Old Boy
soon.
Has this scene that everyone knows Old Boy for. And
the hammer.
The hammer.
Yeah.
And there are some other scenes that are really good, but the building Old Boy is not
as good. I have to say that I have to echo everything you guys have said. 30 minutes, pretty okay. An hour, yeah, this is getting good. Hour and a half, this shit is amazing.
How did he do this?
but here is my one complaint. I'm fine with the last 15 minutes, because I think that was really good. Because even for the title, Sympathy for Lady Vengeance, like, you could see that even though she did what she did, and I'm really trying not to spoil it,
yeah.
It felt like she didn't get her share.
Right.
And that was what the last 15 minutes was expressing right. to us.
And that is the part that I didn't... The reason why I didn't like that is because, apart from the fact that it was kind of slow, is the fact that they felt that they needed to go to their... Or he felt like he needed to go to his way to make sure that we knew that she found redemption. Right? But I was okay with just the final act that she did. Being her redemption, whether she loved herself,
I don't think she found redemption. You know, she found redemption in the sense that other people,
right? And
she never found redemption.
And
with
that
herself.
Is where I, exactly, which
and you
is
know
why people would sympathize. Yeah. That was I thought if it ended there, the sympathy for Lady Vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
That is because she clearly wasn't okay. She
yeah.
did, the weight wasn't lifted, but because she. I'd help these other people.
Mm-hmm.
That is where the sympathy would come from.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
then
yeah.
they went on, and he liked it. I didn't like it as much. But that is where, you know, we have tools to rectify this situation.
There's a scene in the end, by the way. There's a scene in the end where I kind of want to... I'm not going to say what happens, but I kind of want to talk to you guys about it later, because... It's very...
Do you want to hold off and then we can like announce a spoiler section? So
okay, sure. So I'll right,
hold
off. Hold
off
okay, then. Okay. But yeah, this movie, it's I think it's really good. I think the direction is fantastic. The look and feel of this film is really great. The first half and all, you know, there are a lot of. It's very threaded. There are a lot of threads that they take and
mm-hmm.
they don't. Follow one very for a very long time, which is why
thorough.
You're kind of like, let's go.
Yeah,
on.
Which is why it takes a while for you to really get into the movie.
Exactly. And you know what I love? I love the stories. The stories from in the prison. Because, like, you know, we've already told you that this lady, she's gone to prison for 13 years. They tell her story and how she helped so many people, which is why they are going to, in turn, help her to do something. And it's just fantastic to see. That this person, the Lady Vengeance, who in the outside world, even though she's gone to prison for this horrendous crime, people look at her and say, you know, she has this angel's face. And, you know, clearly,
yeah,
I guess they
nice
think
structure.
That she's repented and become this really great person. But when you see the stories and you look, it's almost like you look right in her eyes and you're like, you know what? You're evil! And I love that. I love that.
One of my complaints for this film, a section that I think we really didn't need to see, was when she goes to get her daughter in Australia. Like,
yeah.
I think the whole daughter angle was really the one thread in all of these stories that came together that really didn't need to be there and didn't make much sense in the story.
Well, that was the sympathy, though.
Right, and because you had to be thorough throughout the movie, which is why this is where the final 15 minutes comes in, because she went for the daughter somewhere in the middle, and they had to wrap up the whole daughter situation at the end of the movie. And that is, I mean... I kind of agree with you, but I kind of look past that.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessary, yes, but it
you
was.
You
it
know
was
what
like
that
a
was
like
odd, though?
It was like intermission for the movie.
she went to Australia.
She came in and then there was laughter and happiness, and then we went back to the real movie.
You know what I thought was odd? This girl who has been in Australia, I'm just going to assume for most of her life, doesn't have an Australian accent.
It's funny how the parents didn't have one.
They had a little Aussie.
Oh. They did.
No, it was bad.
It was like a bad Aussie accent. but generally, this movie is amazing. As I said, it builds. So you have to stick with it if you're going to watch it. It's not like Old Boy. Old Boy is really, like, keeps steady.
on he, how it's going.
I mean, not to pretend that, you know, I'm a better director than or have any idea of what the hell I'm doing. But he could have baited people at the start, like show us image of what is to come.
So show us that there's right. something to look forward
like,
to, yeah.
Like, and you're like, what? And then it's like, and in the back of your mind, like, how did she get from there? Because you always have that image. But then, even then, it's because it's a slow build, it still might put off people, so.
Yeah. Can I talk about the last scene yet?
Sure. No. He wants to say something else.
I want to make my peace. The one thing about
you get no sympathy from me.
Swear to me.
Wow.
The one thing that this film really had going for it was the villain, the guy who they caught later on in the film. You don't find him until later, but when we find him and we get to see all of his backstory,
he is a dick.
I thought that was really awesome. And even just the use of the marble to show...
Not everybody's perfect, ma'am.
But you know, this is an amazing film. It's a 9 out of 10 for me, just as is. I don't need a director's
a
cut or a Damien's cut.
It's a DC for me.
If you've seen Oldboy and you love it, check this movie out. I need to find Mr. Vengeance.
Yes, that's the only
that
problem
movie.
No, you've added more movies to my list of shame. And I can't.
And I already knew I wanted to watch Thirst.
Yeah.
So much shame.
Alright, so if you haven't seen the film, we're about to go into spoilers, so...
Alright, so listen, the last scene. Right? So, you know, you have the daughter hugging her from behind and thing, and she has this cake, and then she puts her head into it. Do you think she was suffocating herself?
No.
No? You think she was just eating it because she was, like, happy that, you know... What you thought it was? What was she doing?
Just the whole white nonsense metaphor.
Yeah.
Right, when she came out of prison, they offered
her tofu. Because she must live
and
clean.
And she told them
to I had some awesome tofu
them
today, by the way.
Oh,
thank
you.
Right. And so she finally feels that she's at a point where she can eat the tofu. But she's overly dramatic as she's a woman.
You sexist thing.
And thrust her face into the...
She's
exactly. She's not trying to kill herself. She got her daughter. Clearly she's not trying to kill herself. She got her sympathy.
But she didn't get her daughter. The parents were with her.
Didn't the daughter ran away from the parents?
No, they were in the house.
Yes, asleep. And the daughter took off.
She walked outside because she saw her mother coming. That's not running away.
She hates the people that grew her.
No, she don't hate them. She's just curious about her mother.
Traitorous dog. I like how she was counting the sorries.
Yeah, she was. She was, yeah.
Like, you're a silly child. She kills people. Your mother kills people, you know?
I like how she
Who
had...
was the narrator, though? Was it the daughter?
It was the daughter.
Future daughter?
I think so.
Fair enough.
I actually thought it was really cool when they had...
And that's why...
When
that's
she
why
had
I
him
wonder.
By the gun, translating...
Yeah.
At
yeah.
one point.
No, my favorite point was when you found out that all of... what the people were watching in the room and saying was being fed directly to him.
Yeah, he was there
awesome.
Like going
I
crazy.
Was like, we should kill him.
By the way,
like, no.
By the way, when everybody was sitting down at the like in front of right. you know and getting ready to go in, I was thinking to myself, what if the first person kills it?
Exactly.
And I love that they actually
showed.
Put that in there. The guy with the axe.
Drag him over. Oh my god, this movie's awesome. That man is like crying. No, I have to go back.
Alright, without spoiling much, because Douglas still hasn't
Where
seen Old Boy.
Oh.
Do you think the end with the violence and everything, do you think this was worse or better than the Old Boy ending kind of stuff?
Worse in terms of what? As in?
The shock value.
No, the hammer thing is pretty. The hammer... Like,
no, I'm really talking about the end of Old Boy.
Oh,
the shock value.
No, because this
was there really shock value in this movie?
No, exactly. This I expected. This is what I would have done. So I understood what the people did to him. Old boy, I think old boy is better in turn. Alright, it's more shocking, definitely. I don't know how to say it's better in terms of shock value, I guess. I don't know. That's a weird question.
Alright. For this film, Sympathy of Lady Vengeance, I didn't think what happened shocked me, but the level of violence kind of shocked me.
The fact that these ordinary people could become that violent.
Yeah.
No. Again, this is what I...
Come on, Andrew.
Like,
Andrew,
I expected this.
Daughter-in-law killed herself, son left the country.
Exactly.
They all had their cross to bear, Andrew, and
yeah,
they bore it.
Like, I was thinking to myself, if I got a chance, right? If I had a child, small child, some asshole took them and killed them, and then extorted money from me on top of it, and I got the chance to meet him anywhere. I'm not even talking about, you know, we caught him, he can't move, and I'm going to get away. I mean, anywhere at all, right? It's not going to end well for this dude. Right? So, I mean, you have to understand, their parents and this guy wrecked all their lives because he's not everybody's perfect.
Yeah. That's going to be the next line you tie into every podcast.
No, when he said it, and then they cut to the woman's face, and then they cut to her coming out, I'm like, yes, thank you.
By the way, I didn't quite get what she was trying to Lady Vengeance.
Right.
You remember there's a scene where she's talking to the parents of the boy that she was involved with.
Right.
And then she cuts her finger off.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what she was trying to get from them?
They told you.
I just couldn't catch it because I couldn't bother to get up and rewind so I could read it again.
She was telling them to forgive her, and she was going to cut off a finger. Cut off all her fingers until they forgave her.
Oh, okay.
So, and I guess they didn't believe her, so she cut off one.
And people are like, ah! She really is crazy. This movie is so good. Oh my god.
Alright, so, as we said, this is a film that everyone needs to check out.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Take all the other shit off your list.
Wrapping up the show. This was the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas.
As usual, you can find all of my writings and all the episodes without Damien laughing at gmanreviews.com.
Damien is laughing, by the way.
and you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/gmanreviews.
You can follow me. No, not really. No, you can't. No.
Damien doesn't want to be followed.
He doesn't.
Social networking.
That's why we
so
made one
awesome
for him. You can follow him at Fake Damien.
Sure.
That is, you know, the sure name of his Twitter.
And that
account
is fake.
Shaktos.
Yes. So fake that it doesn't even exist.
Alright, Douglas.
And you can follow me, of course, at DJR Lost His Name. That's
Twitter/name. Lady Vengeance.
As usual, you can get us on gmanreviews.com, our RSS feed, the podcast alley, as well as iTunes. Give us reviews, ratings. I'll read them. I'll read them on the intertubes.
Have you gotten any more ratings?
No.
No? We've only got one awful one?
Yeah. That dude who says he'd rather shoot himself in the head than listen to us chatter.
I guess he shot himself in the head.
That's why he hasn't given us another one.
Well, what else was I going to say? There was something else I was going to say.
It might be because they only put on one podcast a year.
Alright, so that's it. Good night, and thanks for listening.
Buildings high for you. But the cost, my God, the cost.